Are you finding it increasingly hard to separate fact from fiction? Well, you're not alone.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And I welcome you to the Wednesday edition of Truth to Ponder. And I'm your host, Bob Bierman. Now, I got to admit, here we are, the third shortened program of Truth to Ponder. And I know for some of you, it's not easy to get used to making a change. Many of you have liked the one-hour format. But necessity sometimes is the mother of invention, as they say. And because of circumstances in our life, there was just no way, at least for now, at least for a while, I can't be doing a one-hour program. It's just become too much. We have our trip. We are in Florida now. And we'll be for about another week and a half, maybe slightly longer. We do have to get back. And for my health, I have some health treatments and things to take care of a little bit later this month. So the radio program, as much as I love it, it has been such a big part of my life for almost 4 years. It's getting a little difficult for me to get used to the shorter format, but it has been a great relief. You just don't understand, and I hope that you'll stand with me during this time. There's only so much of me to go around, and between the radio program, the church, building the radio station, we were able to get a construction permit to build here in Southwest Virginia, and of course, dealing with my health. Something had to give, and this was the only way that I could find to do it. So please, just understand, I know some of you have not been happy, and I apologize, but it was either that or just stopping the program entirely. And I just, everybody's, too many of my friends said, no, don't stop the program entirely and don't go to once a week. Somebody suggested I do like a 3 or 4 hour program on the weekends. Well, that's still the same amount of work that I've got now in producing a 1 hour program per day, more or less. And then distribution and trying to clear airtime would have been a nightmare. So that was not going to work. Getting to what I started with in my opening statement, is it getting harder for you to sort fact from fiction? And don't feel bad about admitting that it is, because it truthfully is. You have real experts in the area of propaganda, information, public relations, literally, and I hate to use this term, but I'm going to use it anyway, mind control. There are people that are experts on manipulating to get you to fall into a certain box so they can control you. They can have you at war with one group to another. They generally work diligently to keep all of us divided so we as a nation can never unite. There's always some strange, demonically inspired new cause celeb, whether it's LGBTQ Pride Month madness, whether it's transgenderism, butchering little kids, trying to groom them when they're 3, 4, and 5 to determine that, you know, somebody's in the wrong body, or maybe they're actually gay, you know, by the age of 5, they should know these things. This is the kind of just demonic insanity that people fall into, especially, look, if you're not truly in Christ Jesus, if you're not fully filled with the Holy Spirit, if you are not truly a son and or daughter of God, you're going to fall into this garbage easy. You're easily persuaded because you have no solid foundation. And even Christians, even well-meaning, well-read to a degree, Bible-believing Christians can also be manipulated and divided because the powers of hell, the demons that have been inhabiting this planet and have been running rampant since the day that Jesus was walking the face of this earth, they understand human nature better than you and I do. They've been observing it for thousands of years. They have inhabited human beings for thousands of years. They have inspired some of the most horrific evil ever conceived by the mind of man over the centuries. They are the authors of war. They're the authors of abortion, I mean, the idea of killing an infant. I mean, this is infant sacrifice, Moloch worship. We talk about it all the time. Neo-paganism, it's big in America and Canada and the United Kingdom and all across Europe and Australia. Neo-paganism, and of course, I'm just an atheist. No, you're a pagan and you don't even know it. You're worshiping idols you haven't even identified. So yeah, it's hard for you and I to get truth. I felt very led 4 years ago to begin this program, Truth to Ponder. It was 4 years ago about now that it was beginning to come into place, and the idea, the concept, registering the domain name, beginning to put the pieces together, not knowing it was going to be just a simple podcast, maybe 10, 15, 20 minutes. Maybe I even thought about getting a green screen and making it video. I really did. But I decided that, you know, as much as I like it, it just added work. And do people really need a video? I know that I'm not one to watch a lot of videos, but I can listen to something when I'm doing something else. And I'm a radio guy anyway, so what do you expect? So we decided to do it as an audio podcast, and I thought about, well, shortwave radio is a great place. It's a wonderful place to get alternative news out there. Yeah, you got to sift through a lot of nonsense, but you do that on the internet anyway. You do it on cable TV and satellite, for crying out loud. So, I mean, I'm just telling you, I decided shortwave was important. And thankfully, right now, we are still there. We are in this information warfare right now. And I'm not going to talk politics today or Friday much. I'm just going to say everything that is happening in the background here in the United States within a certain political party that made a lot of noise starting on the 27th of June. Figure that one out. After an event that occurred on CNN, I really believe, without any, zero reservation, has been totally orchestrated and planned for months. I mean, I think this has been planned for 3-4 months. This is a backup plan on multiple levels. Don't ever think, And I'm trying to avoid being political, but I'll just go ahead and say it. Particularly within the Democrat Party, there is a total uniformity and unity that is demanded for the most part from most of their people, especially at the federal and national level. And none of this is happening by chance. It wasn't that some news media guy for the first time at CNN or MSNBC saw that there was a problem. Joe Biden may not be fit to run. They've all known it for years. This was nothing new. They gaslighted the American people. They intentionally and willingly and obediently, remember that word, obediently hid it. Nobody at CNN or MSNBC is a real journalist anymore. They're all propaganda artists. They're fake phonies and frauds. Every one of them. They're shills for one party, one ideology, and one demonic spirit. To be quite blunt, if it's demonic, they're for it. And they don't even understand that. They're pushing some of the most horrendous things upon the American people and demanding that it be mainstreamed and accepted. Or you're just a homophobe, this a phobe, that a phobe, the other a phobe. Name calling. Every bit of this has been carefully choreographed to the split second. They know what they want. Maybe some of the players involved may not fully understand, but there is a power behind it all, and this is what you have to begin to understand, and too many of you don't. When it comes to politics in the United States and pretty much anywhere in the world, there is, quote, the secret societies, organizations, think tanks that really drive the bus. They run the show. and they allow certain people to run for office, and if they win, great. Sometimes you can't win them all. But once that person is in, they become just another cog in the machine that is run by a deep state that really wants to be a globalist state. What Satan wants, and this is what you have to understand, a one world religion that worships the beast, and you have to be preluding into all of this now, and we have for hundreds of years. Remember, demons are not limited to living 70, 80, or 90 years. They've been around a long time. They have been here. They have been here since Christ ascended and before. They are on this earth. The Bible is clear. The spirit of Antichrist is already here. It's not coming. It's here. And too many in the church don't see it. Maybe they don't want to. Maybe they're looking for an easy way out. Maybe they're looking like, yeah, someday all that terrible stuff's coming, but I won't be here to see it. I wouldn't bet on that, my friend. I really wouldn't. Nowhere in the Bible does it say you get out of tribulation free card. And then again, understand something that I remind you of over and over again, and some people are still not getting this. Over the history, since Jesus rose from the dead and ascended into heaven, there have been times of intense and incredible and destructive periods of persecution and tribulation on this planet. World wars, famines, disease, you name it. Enslavement, destruction, natural weather events. There have been times of tribulations that have been, that still are, and are yet to come. And some of these can destroy nations entirely, just wipe them out. And then you got some Christians over here. Well, they've never understood the word tribulation. The worst they've had is a power failure at their house or a snowstorm or something. Not even a hurricane, because they don't live in Florida or somewhere on one of the coast. You have no idea of how bad things could get. Ask the people in Poland in 1939 what it was like on that day when the Blitzkrieg started. Most people had no anticipation of such an event. And on it goes. Think of the poor people in Germany that were deceived into following a maniac leader who promised to give them their nationalism back, their pride back after being decimated in World War I. And having propaganda artists that knew how to control a newfangled thing called radio and make sure that there was a radio literally in every German household, and of course the government kind of controlling the content, approving what you could see at the movies, what the newspapers can print, they were able to control the narrative. Here in the United States, that narrative has also been very controlled for a very long time to the majority of people. You that are listening to my voice today, we are definitely in the minority. I kid you not. A lot of people that claim themselves to be conservatives because of this issue, that issue, or the other, and they're voting for this candidate or the other candidate because there's an R after their name. Either it's party allegiance or an assumption on a particular issue. Most of those people, let me tell you right now, I know too many of them. They got their red MAGA hats, and I'm not, nothing wrong with that. Don't get me wrong here. But what I'm saying is they don't even understand 90% of what the battle's all about, and they don't want to know because they're too busy trying to get through life and pay their bills, put food on the table. And they don't watch a whole lot of news. Oh, they read a whole lot of Facebook when they got a chance. They go out and, you know, have a beer or two somewhere, and they barely talk politics. And the biggest thing they're doing is just trying to get by. And they watch Netflix or they watch, you know, entertainment programs, and they avoid the news like the plague. And all they get are the carefully crafted sound bites from the various organizations that are using all of the known techniques for public relations, advertising, and almost to the point of mind control. The events that are unfolding and will continue to unfold over the days and weeks ahead, I am assuring you. And by the way, I'm recording this program several days in advance, so there may be things that have happened already. And you're saying, Bob, you sound like you're a little behind the times. Well, I'm actually probably ahead of it because of when I'm recording this. Every bit of it orchestrated. Every bit of it perfectly planned, perfectly timed, perfectly executed, perfectly rehearsed and choreographed in advance. And don't think there were not groups of people sitting around thinking about the what ifs. I can remember, we're going back now, let's see, 14, 15 years ago. I was in emergency management. I had left the ministry after the passing of my first wife. I needed to get away. And I got a job, and it was kind of fluky. I came into an emergency management organization strictly to be a public information officer because of my media background. I've been in radio and broadcasting since the early 1970s, and I was known in the community that I was hired, and it seemed like a good fit, and I just had to learn the ins and outs of basic emergency management, and I did. And I kind of liked it. So I started taking additional courses so I could learn planning and response, mitigation, and all the things that go with it. And got pretty good at it, and I was involved with planning a major homeland security drill. Thousands of actors, lots of money was spent. And I can remember spending a year with a few other guys doing the scenarios in our minds and writing it out and planning it out and going, so what if we do this? How would they respond? If they respond this way, what is the next thing we do? If they respond that way, how do we deal with it? We were looking for every possible scenario and how to control it. That was the important part. Controlling the narrative, controlling the scenario, and getting the actors to only understand what we want them to know. Kind of sounds like today's politics, doesn't it? Because that's exactly what's going on. Experts in their field are manipulating the people in their parties. And yeah, there is a battle ahead. There is a battle between globalism and nationalism. And I know that's a terrible way to put it, but it's true. It's true. When you really bring it to its root cause, it's going to be globalism versus nationalism, at least this go-round. And I, for one, am not ready to go into a globalist world, a one-world government, or a one-world religion. I remind you the best that anybody can do anywhere in the world that you are allowed to vote, and as long as the ballot box is not stuffed, as long as there's no cheating. The only thing anybody that can do that really claims the name of Christ, it's pretty simple. It's really easy. You vote for the person that poses the least threat to your faith, your family, and your finances. And the next thing you need to do, if you haven't been doing it already, is to keep a close and powerful relationship with Jesus Christ. You cannot do that isolated. You cannot do that outside of community. You cannot do it outside of the ecclesia, the called out living body of Christ on this earth. You are not an island. You are not an independent believer out there in your little corner of the world. You are either a part of the church or you are not. And too many people got, shall we say, used to being away during the pandemic. I ran into a lady about a year ago, maybe not even quite that long ago now, probably last fall. I was having lunch with a friend. We were coming out of this restaurant, and this woman is coming in, and she saw this guy I was having lunch with. She knew the guy quite well. They'd known each other for years, and saying, well, how are you doing? And then she talked about how much she missed going to church, because, you know, going to church is where you get COVID. But she's going into a crowded Mexican restaurant. She talked about going to Walmart. She talked about everything else she does, but she can't go to church anymore. Are you one of those? I mean, I run into people that, what was that song by the Kingsmen? It's a group, Southern Gospel group, years ago, what, back in the 80s? Excuses, excuses, you hear them every day. The devil will provide him from church, he'll stay away. When people come to know the Lord, the devil always loses. So to keep them folk away from church, he offers them excuses. A lot of you listening to me right now have been making excuses. You spend how many hours a week on Facebook and watching One American Network, Fox or Newsmax or something along those lines, and you're just consuming videos on Rumble. Just consuming them. And how much time do you spend consuming God's word, praying and worshiping with God's people? Politics is not going to save you. Stop thinking that it will. That's a false god. Sure, we are in this world, but we're not of it. Being in this world, you render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's, but you really should be rendering unto God the things that are God's. Don't worry so much about this kabuki theater out there of politics. They're playing you on both sides. Hate to say it. They played you during the pandemic from both sides. There were Republicans and conservatives that played the game just fine. I can think of a few in Ohio and Maryland at the time and other states. It wasn't just those blue states. Trust me. There were a lot of people that lied to you during that pandemic because they had other motives. I may get a chance to talk about that next week. I have a few stories that I've been kind of putting aside. There's a guy that I've been following since way back, 4 years ago. He lives in Germany, and he's a research scientist, and he understood the pandemic early on, what a fraud that it was and how it was being used, misused, abused, and probably designed to kill people for a political end. Christians need to be aware of their surroundings and need to be aware of their calling. Now, with all that I've said about this kabuki theater and everything else, I believe because of things that are inevitable, and even the globalists understand the inevitable things that are about to happen to the world. They understand it because they've been orchestrating most of it. The World Economic Forum, bunch of weirdos and I'm not going to say it. I wanted to, but I'll leave it alone for now. A bunch of very sick individuals. They've been talking about the Great Reset, and they saw the pandemic as the opening salvo to get it done, to completely upset the world order. And don't think because the pandemic is kind of faded into many people's memories that that's still not on the table. And don't think that 33 or 34, whatever it is today in the United States, trillion dollars in debt and rising at the rate of $1 trillion every 96 days is going to magically just go away. It is not. That debt's going to be around, and it's going to increasingly devalue your money, and it's going to devalue your money at an ever-increasing rate. The concept of hyperinflation could be on the horizon. Remember Germany after World War I, their money became worthless. If BRICS occurs, B-R-I-C-S, Brazil, Russia, India, you know, face it, when these in China, when they all start deciding to go after the United States currency, our currency could be worth here in the United States. And if you're in Canada relying kind of on American currency for your trading stuff, there could be a real time of hurt. The Great Reset will be upon us. And I don't think there's any politician you can name right now that could fix it. And I'm beginning to think that maybe they want certain conservatives in office next year when the unraveling begins. Oh, it may not happen in the first year, may not happen in the second. They'll allow, quote, policies to be put in place so they can be blamed for what will happen. Don't think the evil demonically possessed people don't think in those terms. They really do. And the sooner you understand that there is spiritual warfare involved here, not just the kind of warfare that we're accustomed to with tanks and missiles and cyber now. Now, this is fifth generation warfare. And I'm not talking 5G phone. I'm talking mind control, propaganda, computers. If you believe in our mission and ministry here on Truth to Ponder, I need to hear from you. I know some of you don't like the shortened version, but let me know anyway that you're still there. Go to our website, truth2ponder.com. You can support us from the website. Or you can write us and support us, making a check payable or money order to Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510. That's Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510. The city is Chilhowie, C-H-I-L-H-O-W-I-E, Chilhowie, Virginia. And the zip code in Chilhowie is 24319. Once again, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, Virginia. And the zip code in Chilhowie, Virginia, 24319. That's 24319. We'll be back tomorrow.
This has been Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman. To find out more, visit our website, truth2ponder.com. That's truth2ponder.com. Truth to Ponder, shining the light of truth in a darkening world.